Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a person talking about meetings.
The average office worker spends 9 hours a week in meetings, taking time away from more productive tasks. Meetings are something workers complain about the most. Nothing saps employee engagement more than having to attend meetings they feel are pointless. Many companies know this. Still, some managers like meetings because they allow them to obtain consensus on important decisions. If a strategy fails, the onus is on the group, not just the manager. Sometimes, meetings become a means to gain group endorsement of a management decision, thus reducing personal liability. A theory called Parker's Law suggests that a task will utilize all the time allotted to it. For example, a meeting scheduled to last 2 hours will expend 2 hours to achieve the objective. Shorten the meeting, however, and the same task is achieved faster, often without suffering the quality of the objective. In response, some organizations limit meetings to 1 or 2 hours. Organizations should invest time in teaching people how to conduct meetings. With training, most people could learn to make meetings more efficient, perhaps by creating an agenda whereby managers define an objective and then structure the meeting to achieve the desired goal. State the objective at the outset of the meeting and associate each agenda item with an action, so participants can focus on what's important.